B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankrolls. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz. We're doing this on a Thursday night at 7:25 p.m. and 17 degrees. Hello, Dan.
What's going on, Joe? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We had our first live program last week. It flew by.
Went so fast, so fucking fast, dude. I mean, there's so much content, so much to talk about. This Saturday, it's going to be the same thing. There's so much to discuss.
Appreciate the phone calls. I'll point one out. Some guy from San Francisco called in and said, look at Austin P over Belmont, and it hit.
Yeah.
So I love tips. You want to call in? Someone said, hey, BC, Virginia Tech. I said, BC stinks. What happened? BC won.
I told you to take BC in that one, too. Well, I like that.
Square play alert. Villanova.
Oh, God.
-2 during the show.
What?
Went to 3 before tip. What'd they win by?
4.
And how many threes did
Providence was 0-for-9 on threes in the second
half.
Yes,
you know what happened? They didn't want to take a 3 at the buzzer to make it a push or, you know, win the cover.
Yeah, that was gross. I had a bad that
was bad. Florida was a bad. All the squares crushed.
Crushed. Squares crushed Saturday. Detroit was up like 14.5 and ended up winning by 1. Some people, I got 1 because we gave it out in the morning. We were up early. I gave it out 1 and moved to 1.5 or 2 by game time. So a lot of people lost on
did
that.
Did Kentucky push? I mean, did Kentucky cover? I know they won.
Who were they?
They did cover because they were dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. Kentucky.
Texas Tech did. Texas Tech. Yeah, that game went in the double overtime.
I said Texas Tech is a money line parlay piece. They lost.
But they came back. They were down 12. And like,
I mean, Texas Tech should have been dominating that game. I felt like they should have won.
So here's what I'm saying. The picks weren't right, but I feel like the sides were right. Like, how many squares are going to win that many on a Saturday? I don't see it. You know what, Dan? Public service announcement brought to you by the Bankroll Boys here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. If you can lay off betting these Saturday primetime games or these Sunday, like, marquee games and bet during the week, I think there's more value.
So, interestingly enough, Joe, my two wins on Saturday, which if they were wins for me, Detroit, because I ended up taking the money line, even though I gave it out at -1, which is fair. We counted as a push against the record, just saying. Me personally, I had Detroit money line because it was like an extra 5 cents. And usually I don't do that, but whatever. Detroit money line and Jackson State were my two wins. Off the grid, not major games. So I think, and again, this is not always true because I've had a lot of success on Saturdays. A couple Saturdays ago, I went 5-1. Before that, we went 7-3. I need to be careful about betting these big, big, trappy games on Saturdays, I think. I think that there is definitely an appeal for these big college programs to play and pick up their play during primetime than compared on a Wednesday night or a Thursday night. It's just a totally different type of game.
Oregon as a dog to Florida. Florida at home -2.
Perfect example.
That's a spot you take Florida.
100% every time.
A square normally would take them as a favorite. Would take Oregon as a favorite. But was it sharp money to take Oregon? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think there was actually pretty very little sharp money on that game either side. Yeah. I mean, I think the spread pregame is probably was dead on. Nonetheless, I mean,
I tweeted this out because we were on all morning, but LSU didn't cover. They were up 15 points. We talked about Texas, and they lost. I mean, the Texas lost.
There were a lot of collapses on Saturday. That was the other thing. There were tons of teams collapsing.
I don't know what it is. Is it the noon starts? Is it the travel? Is it the hype of a weekend game?
I don't know.
Are they college kids, right?
I don't know. I mean, maybe the way to play some of these games on Saturdays is to look at the first half. You know, maybe look at the first half, because I actually would have gone 3-2 on first halves. So I don't know.
Like, dude, I had Syracuse over 131. It landed on 130.
Yeah. And that sucked.
I mean, think of the 12 o'clock games that day where Villanova played at 1, whatever. But what I'm trying to say is
the early slate,
the lines were dead on.
Spot on.
Like, you either got them early or late, or you know what I mean?
And I'd say this week, we've been really good about picking. Like, I picked UConn last night, the night before. I had 3 plays. Georgetown was up like 20 at one point over fucking, I don't even remember who the fuck they were playing. I blanked the game out because I was so mad about it. They lost, and deservedly so. They fucking crumbled in the second half. But, like, they were up huge in the first half. UConn was up, you know, UConn won easily last night. The games during the week are finding legitimate value. So
I do, and, like, tonight we won't be able to give picks, but, like, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland. Iowa, Maryland's a good one, but the Big Ten teams at home.
Yeah.
You can't fade that.
No.
But against the spread, it's a little different.
Agreed. And honestly, here's the thing for the Friday card. Like, just looking at this, and this podcast is going to come out Friday. The Friday card sucks and blows. Like, it's bad. It's really bad, Joe. Like, I don't think there's a single game that I would be interested in.
You ready
watching.
For a square play alert?
Yeah.
Harvard at Penn. Harvard's -1.5 on the road.
Yeah. See, the thing about that.
Penn is okay. They're 8-7, but they're at home.
But they're like but UPenn and Harvard are by far, in my opinion, always the two best Ivies. Like, they're the best. They always are the best. Pennsylvania, I don't remember off the top of my head, but I believe they're undefeated at home except to Arizona. They may have lost one other game. Take a look here. Okay, they lost to St. Joe's early in the year. Oh wow, they lost to Princeton too. Okay, so they've lost some home games. I didn't think so, but I thought they were better than that. But they have like home wins versus UCF, home win versus Temple. They beat Temple by 7. So I think they're a better home side. So that would be a game like I would be kind of scared to take Harvard on, but like.
Dude, do you know what's a good game on that Friday night?
What?
VCU versus Rhode Island. This was a tournament game last year? I'm trying to think.
2 years ago, I think, VCU played Rhode Island.
So VCU's won 4 in a row. Their last loss was against Dayton.
I was on VCU that night versus, was it St. Bonnie or whatever? They absolutely fucking rolled.
Rhode Island is
Richmond.
Rhode Island's rolling right now.
Yes, they are.
They're 1.5-point favorites.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. That is a good 7 o'clock game. The only other one that I would be interested in is I love watching Wright State. So Wright State Milwaukee is a game I think I'd probably enjoy watching. But there are no other good games. I mean, literally the entire schedule is dry outside of that. And I guess Bowling Green Buffalo. But I don't really like watching MAC basketball. Not at all.
All right. Usually we recap in this segment. Let's see. UFC, I lost Dos Santos, but Chiesa hit.
Yep.
Chiesa was +280.
Yep.
You hit $180 if you bet both underdogs.
$100.
$100, sorry. 1-1.
Yep.
Went 1-1.
1-1 plus 1.8 units. That would be the way you would.
There you go.
Yeah, you look at it.
That hit, I'm trying to think. I don't even remember what happened with the Pro Bowl because of the Kobe stuff.
Pro Bowl went way over.
But like, I didn't even.
I didn't even
bet it. Didn't even look at it.
Yeah, AFC won and covered by a point.
Mobile quarterback.
Yep.
And then Lamar
Jackson won the MVP of the Pro Bowl, I believe. Right. I believe that's correct. I believe.
And I don't remember what happened with the All Star game.
NHL All Star game. Every single game went over.
Wow.
Every single. I think. Or it was either maybe
what,
it was, maybe it was the
7
first
and 12?
Two. Maybe it was the first two games went over and the championship game did not go over.
But it was 7-12 under since the since the format.
That trend died. So that let's see. I'm trying to see if I can find it. But yeah, that trend.
Just trying to think what else we gave out.
Okay, yeah. So the Atlantic Metro, the first round games both went over and then the final game went under. So 1-2.
Okay. We're going to take a look at the college top 25 and, the weekend slate. And, of course, we have Super Bowl 54. I think we should just do the props that we like then.
Yeah, so we'll touch on some props.
Like, I don't want to, like, read them all. I just think we should do the ones we want.
Yeah, no, we'll touch upon some ones we want. Saturday, we're going to have someone on from DraftKings.
Yes, Steve Buchanan will be joining us.
Steve Buchanan from DraftKings will be joining us. We'll do some prop talk definitely Saturday. I think probably this weekend we'll be focused on the Super Bowl live show.
A little bit more. We'll probably... But we want your calls.
Yeah. And, so please give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call. Let us know who you want to win the Super Bowl, who you got for an MVP, and what kind of props.
Whatever prop you want to talk about.
And just what we're going to do off the top, for those who are our lifelong listeners, we're going to give away a play early in the show to get you up in the morning.
Yeah, I will. Me or Joe will give away probably college basketball.
Tomorrow I'm giving out props just because it's Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's easy. But there's some basketball game, like Seton Hall's playing. Saturday,
like, there's a fucking lot of games. I don't know if there's even any games Sunday that are even close. So they're all done by four.
And again, fade or follow. If you don't like the play, you fade it. Somebody told me yesterday that all they do is follow our plays on the Touch and Rich show, and he told me he's 12-1 this year whenever he bets along with me. But he also fades me as well. So when me and him are on the same pick, he's 12-1. And we're on the same pick for the Super Bowl.
Interesting.
Which you should stay tuned for coming up.
Yeah.
In a little bit here. So just the podcast announcement, we're going to do a wake-up call, give our takes, and then we're going to give out picks to get you up in the morning.
One thing, Joe, if you don't mind, before we go.
Oh, we got to bring back the bell.
Yeah. So a couple things, actually. We're bringing back the PP bell for the show this week, okay? Kristen is producing, I believe, for us, so she will be, I'll give her the bell. She'll have the bell, and that will be useful. Second thing that I wanted to share, Joe and I are likely going to be moving the podcast date because we are doing Thursdays. We do Thursday nights. The podcast comes out Friday. Now we're doing the show Saturday. So likely, I think we're probably going to be doing Wednesday. Podcast comes out either Wednesday night or Thursday morning, or... maybe even earlier, maybe Tuesday. So I think we're going to be moving the podcast earlier in the week. It will give us a different perspective of things, and we'll be able to do the live show on Saturday and kind of get into a bunch of other stuff. And Joe and I have discussed some other things that we might be doing. Definitely not anywhere near the final stages yet, but granted, give it to Joe. These were his ideas, and I think there's some other stuff that we might be doing. Maybe not every week, but maybe every other week or something to hang out with you guys and discuss stuff. So
yes, because I'll tell you, like I had a blast doing a live show, but I had a blast with people like knew their shit, knew what games they wanted to talk about, were giving their own tips, their own trends, their own insights. This is what it's all about, people. Like, oh, those guys really know their shit. Yeah, we're good at talking about it. We give out picks and we know what we're talking about. But at the same time, like. You know, collective and collaboration and all that shit. That's what this is. It's about making money, baby.
Yep. Any way you know how.
It's about making money. I gave out a prop bet this morning. Do you know how many people were like, Joe, I have better odds.
I had better odds.
You know what happened? I had someone bet that shit for me.
Yep.
Got a better odd.
I have the better odds. You let me know if you want me to put it in for you.
Share that one with you coming up in a little bit here. Just trying to think of any other recaps, but that's it. So call into the radio show, and I would suggest setting an alert for the podcast, meaning when we drop a new podcast, so whether we move a date, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever it is, you get that alert of when that happens, and you'll also get an alert Saturday mornings after our live show. So if we want you to interact with us in the morning if you're up, of course.
Yep.
But also you can listen and...
So the live shows are all podcasted on the same podcast channel. You don't need to do anything special. You just go on Saturday morning, same way you download the normal podcast, you just do that Saturday morning. And if you can, if you haven't already or if you have before, rate, review the podcast, please, because we are flying back up the boards now that we're having the show on. And we would love for you guys to, again, the more rating and reviews that we have on Apple and whatever, The higher up we get, the more we can share and the more we can do. So
last week, I think we finished like 64 at one point in sports in the U.S. So thank you. Thank you for that. All
right. Appreciate it.
Let's get in it. Top 20. And listen, the Super Bowl's here. We're just going to knock out top 25. And then I'm ready for the Super Bowl because we've been talking about it for, I don't know, it feels like 3 weeks. So
it feels forever.
There's nothing new. I have nothing new to add. I'm sticking with my pick. I got more props.
I have some new stuff to add. I have some information. I'm interested to share with you guys.
And
we'll
the lines moved.
A little bit. Every book
totals
is different. Totals
move. That's the thing about this podcast. Got to find the right line.
Yep. Everything has moved. So,
for example, I know that you can get money line odds and favorite odds. So the -1 and the -125. Some books don't offer that.
Yep.
I like that.
Interestingly enough, I have a local book that has the Niners money line at +130. And other books that have the Chiefs money line at -115. I'm thinking about making an extra $150. I don't know. We'll see.
Wow. I think we're. Well, I don't want to.
It's not like I'm doing anything there, but you know, whatever.
All right, we got college basketball talk, and then Super Bowl 54 next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Over Under 98.5, Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz. We're looking at the Friday night slate. We kind of teased it a little bit here, but a 5 o'clock start. Harvard, 13-4 in the year, Penn 8-7. We know about the rivalry here. Harvard's -1.5. I kind of told you right off the bat, Dan, I think this is a bit of a square play. 53% of the money right now is on Penn. Penn averages more points per game, but their defense is not as good. Harvard, though, has been crushing lately. I think they've won, I don't know how many games in a row now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. Almost 10 games in a row. Their losses are to Northeastern, Buffalo, No. 5, Maryland, and USC. So they are a very strong team this year, Harvard. But Penn, when you look at it, they lost 3 straight, and then they beat Temple, which is a good win.
Yep.
At least for them.
Very,
so
very good win there. Penn, what is 3-2 at home this year.
But they lost back-to-back to Princeton and then lost to St. Joe's. But it was a high-scoring game, 87-81.
Yeah. Harvard, however, 6-1 on the road this year. Really good.
One and a half, dude? Square play alert?
It really does feel. And again, I have to take a look at the spot, see, you know, mix the total and everything. It feels like this is a game that Penn could upset Harvard. Game goes under. You know, I don't love Harvard in that spot, but like, it's hard not to take them. They're such a good road team, and I mean they've been the dominant team in the Ivy for sure. So
that's really my recap on that. That's a 5 o'clock game, which means that maybe get a little better, maybe leave a little early, 4:30.
Interesting.
Maybe you can do a little vodka soda, get it going. I like this VCU-URI game. So VCU's top player is Marcus Santos Silva. Everyone will know him. You'll see him. I think he's been there forever. Average like 14 points. They're a defense. So right now, VCU is a defensive team. That's what they are. They get production basically from Silva. But Fats Russell, that's the guy, man. Rhode Island's been balling lately. But another low line here at -1. I like Rhode Island in this spot.
I think VCU is probably going to win this game. I think VCU is better. Here's the problem. URI fucking unreal at home. 9-1 at home this year. Like, hard to do it. But just 4-6 against the spread at home in those 10 games. This one's tough. Honestly, Joe, I think this is a game that you don't bet. If you're betting anything, just from the spot I'm looking at, I would lean VCU. That would be the way I go. And by the way, it's not like these teams are like super high scoring or whatever, but VCU has sucked against the spread this year too. They're 8-13, dude. URI's 11-9. Like, I don't know. I don't love it. I don't love it.
Okay.
It's a really good game though.
I'll tell you, between Harvard and URI,
one of those two is going to win.
Something's going down.
I think one of those two will win. One of those two will lose. That's my feeling.
Dan mentioned Wright State earlier, 18-4. They won 3 in a row, I believe. Milwaukee, Wisconsin's always a team that kind of battles, but Wright State really is just they score a ton of points. But Milwaukee, though, last five, lost to Cleveland, Youngstown. Oh, they beat Youngstown, they beat Oakland, and then they lost to Detroit. And so I'm really – this is a Wright State game or nothing for me, but I'm not sure. What's their road record this year?
6-1 on the road, 4-3 against the spread. Nothing special.
All right, so 6.5, maybe it's probably going to come right down and be a close game.
Yeah, and they have not been covering well on the last 10. 4-5-1 against the spread in their last 10, so not great. You know what I didn't realize? I did not realize how good Yale was in terms of record.
They covered last Friday night. I had them.
14-4, they are taking on Columbia at home in Yale. Columbia 0-10 on the road, yeah, so obviously.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to that number.
Yeah. They
were up 20, and then they had a 3, and now you're 17.
Yale is 5-0 at home this year, 5-0-2 against the spread.
Yale's very good. That game's on ESPN Plus, by the way.
7-2-1 in the last 10 against the spread. Hard to not back Yale. I would lean Yale there. I got to be honest with you, I don't love anything tomorrow. In fact, I think maybe the only thing I'd look at is like Akron. I like Akron on the road versus Kent. Kent, to me, they're 9-1 at home, but yeah, that's the other good game. I think it's Kent to Akron. I think Akron is going to cover that game, but I'm not betting it. I just can't do it. I can't do it. The games tomorrow are, it feels like to me, the lines are super tight.
Here's one. Northern Kentucky's at Green Bay. I love Northern Kentucky. 2.5, square play alert. But I think Northern Kentucky covers that.
Yeah. I think maybe Iona wins tomorrow versus Siena. Siena is a 0-1. So here's the thing about Siena.
Do you know that Northern Kentucky won like 6 games? They won a bunch of games in a row. And lost to Wright State.
Yeah. Wright State's really good this year.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 in a row. They lost, they gave up 95 to Wright State. Holy shit.
Yeah. All right. Here's the spot I look at tomorrow. Ready for this, Joe? Iona versus Siena. Iona, much worse team. Siena, 0-9 on the road this year. Has not won a road game.
Siena.
0-9 on the road. 9-9 overall. 9-0 at home. 0-9 on the road.
Ooh, and Siena's 9-9 in the year.
Yeah. So they have not won a single game on the road. Iona has not been good at home. They're 2-4 at home. 1-4-1 against the spread. So if you're looking for something, and again, I haven't looked at the spot, maybe Iona is your play tomorrow against the terrible roadside tonight in Siena. I mean, holy shit, they're 0-9 away and 9-0 at home. Talk about some splits. I would maybe lean Iona there.
Okay, moving on to Saturday. You mentioned it, dude. Right off the – I mean, these are good games. We don't have lines yet. But Seton Hall, Xavier. Xavier is going to hang – they are just a scrappy-ass team. Seton Hall, ranked 10 in the country at home. It's a good spot for them. But again, they could be on up to top 10 teams. And Xavier's a winning team too, so
they are. But Xavier's on the road. They have not been good in the Big East this year so far. 2-6 in the Big East. Seton undefeated in the Big East so far. 8-0. Really good, really good Big East.
And Seton Hall's obviously what, 1-2. How many games in a row Seton Hall won?
A lot. Ever since they got Powell back, they've been an absolute fucking monster.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 13 in a row, dude. I ain't fading that.
Yeah, not a point I'm looking at. If you want to talk about, I'm telling you, man, I'm on this Villanova is going to go down train at some point. I don't know when. I want to see the line in the Creighton game. The Creighton is at Villanova this week. I don't think they're going to win at Villanova, but like, I don't love Villanova. I don't know exactly what it is to love about this team. Maybe I just don't know them well enough, and that's possible. But I think there's a very good chance that Creighton at least covers in that spot. Creighton's been a good Big East team, and I'm just not impressed by Nova yet. More top 25. Ole Miss at LSU. LSU 7-0 in the SEC.
LSU will win every game because they're gritty as fuck, but they won't cover.
Yeah, they covered last night, though, I believe. They covered pretty easily.
Sorry, against Texas last week.
Yeah, they covered easily last night.
Big Ten game, Indiana at Ohio State. I kind of lean Ohio State here, but Indiana did knock off, who was it last week? Michigan State.
Yeah, Indiana knocked off Michigan State.
But
They lost to Maryland and Penn State.
Where were those games?
Maryland was home. They lost by a point, and they lost on the road to Penn State last night. I actually bet Penn State, so I did fade them.
They had a bad night against Penn State. They scored 40. They're going to come back. They're going to come back and bounce. Now, the other thing is Ohio State struggled. They came back and beat Northwestern, who we know sucks.
Garbage. So, I will say.
But home teams, right? I mean, home teams in the Big Ten.
I think you'll see Ohio State right around that 1 to 2 point spread. They probably should open as a favorite.
Wisconsin plays Michigan State. Michigan State goes on the road. Like, that's an upset watch for Michigan State. Now, I think if Wisconsin can hit threes like they did that last time, what, a week ago, Michigan State could go down again. But Wisconsin does have problems scoring.
Yeah, I mean, I struggle to see them scoring much. The thing is, like, in Wisconsin has been a very good home side this year, really have been. They only have one loss, which is to Illinois. They beat Maryland. They beat Nebraska in that game that was gross for a while. They beat Milwaukee. They beat Ryder. You know, they haven't had a ton of home games, but like they've won their other home game. Big win was Marquette early in the year. Just the look ahead spot coming up with them. They got Minnesota. I don't know, man. Coming off back to back losses on the road, I'm just kind of hesitant to back Wisconsin right now. But we'll see. You need to see these spreads. So
yeah, and I'm just kind of scrolling through the.
UConn faces Memphis, who's out of the top 25. And without Wiseman, Memphis is not a good team.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Texas Tech at Kansas.
That's a good one. Kansas should beat them. Kansas should beat them pretty badly. Like, they should spank them. There you go. But how about this? I got an upset alert for you, I think. I'm going to say it right now. NC State has been terrible the last two games. Terrible. However, they're at home versus Louisville. Look the fuck out, Louisville. I think, because I'm telling you right now, NC State has had a terrible last two games. I think they rebound. I think they have a very good chance to upset and beat Louisville in that game. I think they'll be favorites in that game, honestly. I would not be surprised if they were one of the two-point favorites.
Rutgers, Michigan, out on Michigan.
Out on Michigan, yeah.
On the list.
Yeah, they're too inconsistent right now. Kansas State on the road versus West Virginia. I think West Virginia is so good at home. They proved it. Butler was the team that beat Georgetown that I couldn't think of earlier. Fucking hate Butler. Providence is on the road.
The Butler-Providence game, the thing with Butler is if they give up over 70 points a game, they lose. So can Providence put up the – I mean, they went so bad from downtown.
No. I mean, right now Providence just doesn't feel like they can generate that.
I'm moving along the schedule a little bit here, but I see Kentucky-Auburn. The hell of a game right there.
That is a hell of a game. How about Florida State at Virginia Tech?
Tech, I think, has something to prove. Florida State, though, man, very impressive team this year.
They are, but, however, they just lost at Virginia. And a game that they were controlling.
And we know that Virginia has problems scoring. Good point.
Yeah, in a game they were controlling a large amount of way. Now, if Florida State is a really good road win at Louisville, and they crushed Louisville. They beat them by like 20 or something like that. Now it's 13, but still, they were up by a lot in that game. The Saturday slate is deep, and the Saturday slates are going to be super, super fucking deep for the next couple weeks. Here's another spot, Joe. Oregon at Stanford. Stanford coming off a bad loss. They have a game tonight versus Oregon State. And then, they have a game tonight versus Oregon State, but coming off a bad loss at Cal, which I actually liked Cal in that spot. We talked about that. Very good chance to get back on track with wins against Oregon State and Oregon back-to-back there.
You know what I wanted to mention? We mentioned that Harvard game on Friday night. They play back-to-back Princeton the next day.
Yeah, but all the Ivies do. All the Ivies are
playing.
That's
why the line's 1.5.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I can see them winning that game and losing to Princeton.
How far? I mean, it can't be a far drive to Princeton. If they're already going to be all the way down in Pennsylvania, was it like a 3-hour drive, 2-hour drive? Yeah.
Penn State, Nebraska, dude. Nebraska won on a big shot at the end of the game. Oh, is that Rutgers? Yeah, Rutgers.
Yeah, Rutgers won on a big shot.
Duke, Syracuse is always something good with those two teams.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see what
under. What's the total? We don't know.
We don't know. How about this one? BYU, St. Mary's.
St. Mary's wins, but BYU's, they're just gritty.
Sorry, it's St. Mary's at BYU. It's in Provo.
Ooh.
In Provo. Interesting. I think that is a spot where if St. Mary's is going to go down, it's going to be on the road at a tough place to play. Provo is hard to play at. Colorado. At USC, USC is probably going to be favored in that game, Joe. I really believe that. Colorado's playing the night, regardless of the outcome. I think that USC will probably be a favorite. And in the late night specials, Joe, Arizona at Washington. Washington is a tough game tonight.
Check this out. Some people that I like have given out Washington as a big pick.
Today? Yeah, I saw that. I like Washington, too. I'm on Washington tonight, small. I don't love them, but everyone is on the spot tonight.
We get
tonight.
The degenerate special this week.
And we have a degenerate special, CSU Northridge at 1 a.m. So once your Saturday slate is complete, you're ready to go to bed. Not so fast. CSU Northridge at Hawaii in a Big West battle. Hawaii has been really good this year, really good at home. They should beat CSU Northridge. Obviously, again, we don't have the spreads. Quick.
Oh, snap. Did I go over a couple of these games for Sunday?
Quick look ahead at Sunday. I'm not sure. Quick look ahead at Sunday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Miami-Pittsburgh.
Illinois-Iowa?
Illinois-Iowa.
Yeah, that's an under game. How about an under? You're looking for an under game? I know. I think Iowa is going to go over tonight, but that. Georgetown coming off that terrible loss at St. John's.
And then Wright State plays Green Bay, Northern Kentucky on the road again. Back-to-back road games for Northern Kentucky. Oof.
Yep. And then Utah, and then the final game to that slate Sunday.
So I like Utah. UCLA, Shaq's kid left.
I actually think that UCLA has a chance to win tonight. Utah's a different story. I don't think UCLA matches up very well versus Utah. I think Utah might handle them, like, pretty well. We'll see. I'm not fully confident, but that's a look ahead at the weekend without any of the numbers. Obviously, went over the Friday games.
I didn't look at any more Sunday games. I'm ready for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, all right.
Fading over here.
All right.
Let's get into it. Super Bowl 54! Coming up next.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at OverUnder985.
All right, it's OverUnder985, and we're doing the Super Bowl. 2 weeks. Dude, we just realized tomorrow is the 31st of January.
Long, long month.
What a long-ass month.
It is. It's a long month.
New Year's was, like, legitimately, like, it felt like months ago.
It feels like it. Like, I went to New Hampshire for New Year's, and it felt like it feels like months ago.
Oh, I'm beat up. I'm tired tonight. So here we go, Dan. Get that bell ready. You got a bell?
I will get it
going.
Well,
you know
right
what?
Now.
Ring that bell. Ring that bell. Or we can do ring, ding, dong. Ring a ding, 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 dong. Keep the heads ringing, ding, ding. You can ring my bell from whom the bell tolls. What other songs are about bells? Well, there's a bell bibbed about.
Let's see, bell.
What else we got for bells?
We got the bell.
There's George Bell. Remember him?
Yes, I do.
There's Troy Bell. Just got his number retired.
Albert Bell.
With
an E on the end.
Yeah.
How about Jay Bell? Remember Jay Bell?
Jay Bell. He was
a good player for the Diamondbacks for a little while.
He was good.
I don't remember any other Bells.
Bellas are pregnant. Twins.
The Bella twins. Yes, they're pregnant. We got Bellows.
I know Bellows.
Yep. Honestly, I don't know any other Bells. I bet you there's some people screaming at this,
bell.
Like being like, I fucking miss Bell. What do you mean?
I got a belly. Belly, 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 belly. All right. Ready?
Yes.
Chiefs, -1 to win the Super Bowl.
PP.
PP.
Ringing that bell.
So you ready for this one?
I don't know if it rang. I don't know if that.
Ring ding ding a ling ding a ling a ling a ling ding 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 a dinger, dingers, dingers. Ready for this one, Dan? The favorites are 34-19 straight up.
Yep, the bell is not working. I have to pull it up on my phone.
34-19 straight up in the Super Bowl. 26-25-2 against the spread. I like my -1.
Okay, here's your bell.
Yeah!
There you go. There's your bell for the Chiefs.
64% of the time, Dan, the favorite wins the Super Bowl.
It's a good point. I had looked at a stat that basically looked at a trend that basically determined if you have an elite off or elite defense and a below average offense, you win the Super Bowl at like a 33% clip compared to teams that have elite offenses and below average defenses. So defense wins Super Bowls is not a real thing, unfortunately. So listen, getting the Super Bowl, Joe, I like the Chiefs. Now, I'm not recommending you play a side in the Super Bowl. To me, I think if you want to play something in the Super Bowl, I think you should tease. That's my personal opinion.
Which way?
My personal opinion.
Up.
I would tease. I would tease.
What are you teasing
either side.
It with, Dan?
I would tease it with the over. I would tease the under.
You want like 60 points?
60 and a half. You get 60 and a half. And if you like the Niners or you like the Chiefs,
ooh,
I think it will be within a touchdown.
Ooh,
I do.
34-28.
So you get 7.5. And again, I'm not about crossing zero with the Chiefs. However, you get an extra
but
three.
But you want to go under.
I would go under 60.5 on a tease. You get the Niners at 7.5, or you get the Chiefs at what, 4.5? So, to me, you get that extra score on the other side. You get that field goal.
I don't know why this is so square, but I see 34-28 final. Chiefs.
Could be.
Like, it comes down to a Jimmy Garoppolo final drive. You win the game, you win by one kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it will come down to, like, the extra point.
I just don't think we're going to see a big, crazy offensive game. I think the Chiefs have to adapt how they play. They've played two opponents now that are inferior. The Houston Texans are an inferior opponent, and same with Tennessee. You could beat those teams by outscoring them, but Kansas City has not been that team this year. They've been a better defensive team. They're getting Chris Jones back in the middle, Joe, okay? He Obviously, he didn't play much versus Tennessee. I don't even remember if he played much at all, how many snaps he played. He did not play versus Houston. I think Kansas City will be better at stopping the run because they're going to commit to it. They're going to make Jimmy Garoppolo beat them, as they should. Jimmy Garoppolo will probably have a lot of success. But I do think that this is going to be a defensive battle. I do think this is going to be an under. I like the under. I'm not playing it, but I like the under. And I would tease, personally, I would tease the Chiefs and the under or the Niners and the under. I think it will be within a touchdown. That's what I think.
The over has only gone over one more time than the under in the Super Bowl. And in Super Bowl I, there was no total.
So the bookmakers are fucking awesome at this.
Yes.
And here, and I'll tell you this, the over right now, just from all the tickets and everything you have, is the most one-sided bet in Super Bowl history in the past 10 years.
Well, I think you want to see it. Last year, even though the Patriots were in it, it was a 13-3 game.
Right.
Like, punters.
So what about a 27-24 game? You're mad about that?
No. Exciting.
Yeah.
But what I mean is I think people are rude. Plus, you know, the 49ers are putting up points. The Chiefs give up points and then come back and dominate, you know?
Yeah. No, and I think that's the thinking. But the fact is that the bookmakers have gotten beat on that total twice in a row. I think if
they went way over in the Houston game. I'm just saying the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then the Pats way under.
But I think, like, in terms of Kansas City, the bookmakers have gotten beat the last 2 weeks on the over. Kansas City, right? They got crushed on that Houston over. And then that final touchdown, the backdoor touchdown last week, hit the over in the Tennessee game. I think the bookmakers are, in my opinion, line is at 54.5, and I still think they're trying to get you to take the over. I think this is an under game. The Niners are primarily defensive team. Kansas City is not going to be able to score willy-nilly like they have been all year or in the playoffs so far. And I think that, you know, I think the Niners are going to struggle offensively. Yes, they have found a groove the past few games, but, I mean, let's not forget what they were going into the playoffs. So my personal opinion is I like it to be a one-score game. I like the under. So just in terms of the game, I've broken it down. I've looked at it every which way. I like the under, and I'm sticking with the under in that one. So that's the way I'm looking at it right now, Joe.
Okay, and there is a ref angle. I mentioned this last week on the DraftKings live show.
Little wrangle.
Bill Vinovich, since 2012, favorites 3-7 straight up, 2-8 against the spread in playoff games. Favorites 1-4 straight up against the spread since 2016. I am fading that one.
Yep.
Hard fade. Now, some props here. Over 299 yards passing Patrick Mahomes. Over. Lock it up. Lock it up.
All right.
Let's get that up.
Let's get that PP bell. Patrick Mahomes over 299 yards. Bang, bang, bang. We'll do it one more time, Joe.
Thank you.
There you go.
Lock that bad boy.
All right. Here we go. I'll give out a PP. Patrick Mahomes over 28.5 rushing yards.
Ooh.
PP.
What are the odds?
-110.
Okay.
Didn't even have to lay any juice. It's just -110. I'm sure you can probably find a better something than -110. However, I wanted to give that one out. Joe, we talked about a couple props today on Toucher and Rich, one of which I really liked. Do you want to go into those at all?
Yes. So I had one that, and I got to pull it up real quick, but we just talked about lines and where to go, where to shop. You know, people ask us all the time, where do I go for a book? Da, 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 da. We're going to tell you to go to DraftKings and go to New Hampshire. That's what we're going to tell you. And then we're going to tell you you can go to Twin River, right?
That's correct.
That's what we're going to tell you. There are other
options. Yes.
I know that you can go to Twin River right now and get a better option than the one that I got already and I put in for it. So to go back to it, I took fullback prop, Kyle Juszczyk. I got it at 1 Will he have a carry? One carry? Yes, plus 300.
I found, and you should be able to find this too, over half a carry, so just one carry. Doesn't need two carries. Joe was talking to Brock, needs two. Over half a carry for plus 330 or plus 320.
So
it was down. I was up at 330 today. I ended up having to get 320, unfortunately.
I saw one in Shorstein Sports sent this over to me. But I know at Twin River you can get that at a half a point.
There you go.
And listen, these prop bets, I'm going to bet the national anthem over. Just to not let you know, I will bet heads or tails. I'm not sure yet. But I do this like, you know, you get the wives and friends involved, you know. But I want to make money. This is a value prop right here. Plus money. $100, $300. Dan, I'm not good at math, but $25, you get paid.
Yep. Here are some interesting ones that I've been interested in, Joe. So here you go. Colin Kaepernick mentioned in the broadcast, plus 180. I think that they will avoid that. I don't think they will go to Kaepernick. Alex Smith, plus 170.
Ooh, they got to mention him.
I think Smith might get some mention, as you agree. I think
does he play? Redskins?
Yeah, he's in the Redskins
Poor
now.
Him. Do you think Joe Montana gets mentioned at all?
So, we're not there yet.
All right.
Tom Brady to be mentioned during the broadcast minus 150.
That's it?
It is now minus 635.
Dude, do you know what's going on in the news right now?
Yes.
People are going to hear this on Friday, right? There is news that Mookie Betts could be traded by tomorrow, which is Friday.
Yep.
And pretty much Tom Brady is either out, leaving, retiring, or burning shit down,
so,
according to William McGinnis.
I told Jimmy Stewart, and I can show you the text message.
Jimmy Stewart is a wrestling Inside the Ropes podcast host.
So this is a podcast special. I told Jimmy Stewart on January 6th, I will show you the text message before anyone else had it. I don't know a single fucking person who had this. And if there are, you win. I will give credit to you, but I don't care. I just want to take it right now. I said Tom Brady will be going to the Las Vegas Raiders on January 6th, and that was not a guess. So you can figure out what that means.
Well, dude. I mean, what's his name was hobnobbing it with him at UFC McGregor fight.
Before that. January
Probably,
6th.
Yeah.
It was January 6th that I
today
said
today, Tom Brady's looking at schooling.
So now everyone's talking about how he bought a house. Our own Hardy.
Yeah.
Said that he confirmed he bought a place in Vegas. I confirmed that on January 6th.
Listen,
he purchased.
If Tom Brady wants to go play for the Vegas, I have no problem with
it. I believe
he's
going to
get paid a fuck
leaving.
Ton, and he can go do his thing on the West Coast.
And I personally fucking hate it. I love Tom Brady.
Oh,
he's my favorite athlete of all time.
I
want him to
Vegas,
stay.
Vegas, good for you.
But realistically, looking wise for money.
And you know what? Is it good long-term for the Raiders? No.
So I saw this line on DraftKings that he was plus 2,000 to go to the Raiders. It was as of yesterday. Plus 2,000. Brady to the Raiders.
What's
plus
the Patriots line?
20-1. He was minus 335. Right now, the Patriots are now minus 275, and the field was plus 180. It's now down to 165.
Dude,
I hit plus 180 earlier.
That's easy
too.
One. I mean, I'm just saying those are bets that you bet on.
All right, here's another one. Going back to props, Patriots mentioned during the broadcast opened as a minus 300 favorite. They are now minus 1050.
No. I got one for you, Dan. We talked about this morning. Darwin Thompson, over 4.5 yards rushing. He played one snap versus the Titans. Do you know how many yards he had?
7.
None versus the Texans, though. Chargers, 17. Bears, 14.
Yep.
Denver, 38.
I think this is going to be a running game.
I do too.
I think that Thompson will hit the over 4.5 yards. And if you look closely, you might even be able to find a 3.5 somewhere as well. I know you talked about some others, Joe. You want to
give those? I'm going to give one more Mahomes one. Ready?
Okay. You want to PP it or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will Mahomes throw 2 or more touchdowns in a quarter? Plus 400.
Yes.
PP. You gonna track all these bad boys?
Yeah. Dude, I'm gonna
$25 get you 100.
I have someone who listens.
$1,000 get you $4,000. He throws two touchdowns in one quarter. You get $400. And I saw this prop. I'll credit him. Nick Shorstein on Shorstein Sports. Or Shorstein. Steen?
I don't know. Whatever. Steen, probably.
Thanks.
Probably. I don't know. Let's go probably.
What do you call you? You got Jewish friends?
I mean, there's Steins and Steens. I mean, I don't know.
What is it?
There's both. There's Steins and Steens.
Feinstein, Feinstein. Oh, who is it?
Jesus, they're both. It's
both. Steiner.
Seinfeld. Who fucking knows? You had also mentioned a prop about a rushing attempt, Joe, that we ended up playing today.
Which one was that one?
Kyle Juszczyk has a rushing attempt.
Yeah, okay. We did. We're not listening.
I was off in the world. Okay.
When the hosts
are not
listening.
No, there was one other one. There was a Tyrann Mathieu one.
Oh, Tyrann Mathieu. You ready for this one?
There we go. I knew it was missing one.
Over 5.5 tackles, -110.
Oh, he's now plus money. Over 5.5 tackles, +120 on
lock it up, baby. How many tackles he had versus the Titans?
How many?
9.
Interesting. DraftKings, he has a over 5.5 +120.
Boom! PP!
PP?
PP it!
All right. Bang, bang, bang.
Listen, these are all for fun, babe. Like, I mean, sorry. These are bets I'm betting, but they're like, you know.
Fun.
It's cushion
go
money.
Small
like couch
units
cushion money,
yeah, like yeah. Small units or quarter units on these PPs.
Car seat, like, you
so
know,
if you
change.
Usually bet $100 on the PPs, bet 25, listen, 20, whatever.
I'm gonna flat out tell you that Mahomes bet I might put $100 on,
okay,
to win 400.
But
I could put $25 on it and win 100.
I have one more prop that I like, and this will be it. Over 2.5 pass it, or sorry, over 2.5 players to attempt a pass in the game, meaning there will be one trick play.
Yes.
+130 PP.
Boom.
There you go.
Yes.
PP. Bang, bang.
Just so everybody knows, I do this every single day. And Dan, maybe you have the odds in front of me. I have over 1:24 for the national anthem.
Yeah, it's just been fucking.
But dude, it's all over there. I've seen so many different lines.
It's kill. What's
it was 1:24.
We have a minute 125.5.
Oh, I got 24, so I'm already
plus
on the
100.
I'll take +100. Two on that.
123.5 is -160.
I got -110.
Okay.
So if I can get plus odds for a second longer, I'm in.
Yep.
I bet the coin toss. Just so you know. 4 years in a row it went tails. 4 years in a row it went heads. And now it's gone back and forth.
And I'll give a shameless plug here. If you want to bet the coin toss, 5 Dimes has -101. So they're making
both sides.
One cent.
So all right. I love blackjack. I love playing like better than black or red. You know, like I love that shit.
Yep.
And I want to just be accurate on what hit last year real quick. But, Dan, this is a spot where I can't cap this, okay?
Okay.
I can't cap the coin toss.
Nope, you cannot.
It's not about, like, you know, all it is for me is, like, this is when I go to the, like, you know, you win some dough.
Oh! My bad. That was my fault.
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to type this in real quick. I'm searching. Anyway, okay. So I got the coin toss history. But when I'm like at the casino, sometimes I just bet black, and then I'll pull it away. I'll bet black. I'll pull it away, and I just win. Like I put a chip down, I win. And I'm like, oh, it's gonna be red next time, and I don't bet it. But here, okay. So yeah, I got it right here. The last few years on the coin toss. So 2014 went tails, 2015 tails, 2016 tails, 2017 tails. So before that, it went heads four times in a row. 2018, the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl, heads. Last year, tails. So we had four.
Then four.
Four.
1-1.
And now we've swapped.
Okay. So 5-5.
What's next?
So how about this? This is better than a roulette spin. This is, it just is. Roulette spin, you have like, what, a 48% chance to win? It's 47, something like that?
Last year, I didn't bet it. I did bet heads because I didn't think it'd go five in a row.
There you go.
But I didn't hit tails 4 years in a row, like, you know?
Gotcha.
But that's a trend. 4-4. What? We got nothing here.
It's a fucking coin. There's no fucking trends on a coin, Joe. It's just a fucking coin.
Listen, the whole tail.
There's no trend.
No, I need something. You want to call it? What do we call it? A quarter angle?
The quangle?
The quangle?
The fucking trend on the quangle.
You know what's funny? You ever heard like, you know, yeah. I don't want to, I can't do this. I can't say it.
Okay.
Tails never fails. Everyone's betting tails.
Everyone likes head.
You get what I'm saying though, right?
I do. I'm just saying.
Are you a bottom feeder? Like that's where I'm trying to go with this.
Everyone likes heads.
The money's on tails.
I get it. I'll tell you this.
I know, but the money is tails.
Oh, God. Okay. How about this? If you're looking for a legit roulette spin, a better odds roulette spin, bet the coin toss. Otherwise, don't do it. It's a bad use of money.
This is going to be funny on Saturday to talk about.
Oh, yeah, of course. 100%.
The coingle.
The coingle.
The coin angle. What will it be?
The quarter angle.
Will it be heads or will it be tails?
Oh, God.
Do you know that Paulina Gretzky has bet like hundreds of thousands of dollars on this coin toss?
I believe that. I believe that.
Is it Paulina Gretzky? No, the wife. The Gretzky's wife.
Oh, yeah. Paulina's his daughter.
Okay, she's tired. But the mom. The mom.
The mom. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Janet Gretzky.
Janet Gretzky. Okay.
There you go.
That's it.
This coin, dude.
Oh, my God.
This coin.
You and
what's it going to be?
You and Janet Gretzky, two peas in a damn pod.
Just listen. I know you people out there are going to bet that damn coin toss. Anyways, where I was going with
you
it.
You fucking degenerates.
I'm going to bet the coin toss. I'm going to bet the over the national anthem. And you know what's funny? It's always fucked up somewhere, right? Oh, they got it at this book at this time. And nope, she didn't end brave on time. It's always some. I was going to say the anthem angle, right? Everything's got a damn angle.
Our angle.
But real quick, I'm gonna bet that.
You know what I've always wondered? Does Demi Lovato place like $500,000?
No shit, who did it before? I was wondering.
Like,
you know what I would bet?
If you're doing the anthem, can't you just place unlimited amounts of money that you want?
Yeah, Alicia Keys could probably put her kids
through college.
Through college, just basic time thing.
Oh my God,
they could. Mattress fucking Alicia could go into the
We need to protest to be the fucking anthem singers next year. No. Let's do
they
yes.
Pick us.
Dude.
No.
Dude, you know yes. Why? Let's do the you anthem know, next year so that we can put
our Saturday show is now fucking off the rails because we got J-Lo and Shakira. Like, are they going to show that?
Wait, can we save the J-Lo and Shakira props for Saturday, please?
Okay.
Yes.
But I have nothing to do with props.
Okay. But there's props in them.
Has Shakira sang a song?
There's some butt props.
When is the last... Yes, creases. When is the last time... When is the last time you've heard a song from Shakira? Wherever, ba-da-ba-da-da. Like, okay, and then what was the Hips Don't Lie?
Yes.
She done anything else?
When
the hell did that
song come out? She had that song with Rihanna. What's the song with Rihanna that's really...
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She had that song with Rihanna. I will say that the
and then J-Lo, like
the music
what
video.
What does she do now?
Like.
I mean, I'm not hating on J-Lo by any means.
No. Yeah,
her
bad,
and Kim
bad,
Kardashian
bad
in the commercials, give me J-Lo all day. And Alex Rodriguez has rehabilitated his life, and just it's because of J-Lo. And
Can't Remember to Forget You. That's the song by Shakira and Rihanna.
Whatever. Yeah. Are we going to get a Pitbull sighting?
I would say no, But you know what?
Florida?
There's going to be...
Welcome to my house, baby.
I don't think so. Didn't they already
do
that?
Like Rick Ross, you going to come in like, you know...
No.
What's that song that
no,
he's
that, that's
when
a
When I die, I put my money in the grave.
What, are they going to start singing, have him sing out Hustling?
Every day, I'm hustling.
Or they'll start singing Speeding and Bring Back R. Kelly.
Oh, no. They will not
See? Yeah, that's
R. Kelly.
Yeah, that's the kind of my point. Rick Ross,
by the way,
start doing Aston Martin music with Drake.
Hey, listen, Draco, that's another fade. We need to get the Drake fade.
There
going.
Are odds on Drake.
We need.
Do you want me to find
Drake?
Them for you?
Is Drake going to post?
Drake shown and mentioned on TV plus 485, not mentioned minus 850.
Ooh.
There's also odds on Jay-Z. You want those?
Yeah. You know what, though? Beyonce should do this damn halftime show every year, I feel like. Like, I've wanted, like, okay, where are they? Miami? Okay, so I get it. I get why the whole, I get it.
Yeah.
Next year is what?
Why
do I want to say LA?
I want to say, like, Tampa?
Okay.
I want to say, like,
but,
Tampa,
like, you're going to go every year to where, like, Prince played in Minnesota? No? I think he wasn't with us anymore at that time. Whatever. All I'm saying is, like, Oh, who was it? The guy, take me to the top and I'm moves like Jagger. Those guys. The five, right?
55 is in Tampa. I didn't know that.
It is in Tampa.
There you go.
So who's from Tampa? Who are we going to get? So I'm going to Tampa in a couple of weeks.
Are you?
I'm going to Tampa for WrestleMania.
It's a gross place.
Oh, by the way, have you noticed that trend? Wherever the Super Bowl was the year before, it's kind of like the WrestleMania goes the next year.
Is that really true?
So I do, because the dude.
Oh,
LA.
Let's see. We got Aaron Carter. Maybe Aaron Carter will sing the anthem there. Or did he? He's not dead, right?
I don't know.
I don't know what happened.
What
to him.
What just happened? Anyways,
I got dark there. Sorry, I was looking at famous people.
No,
in Tampa.
This is my fault.
Gilbert Arenas. Maybe Gilbert Arenas will sing the national anthem.
No, he will not.
Nikki Bella is from Tampa.
Yeah, but listen, they need to be safe. Like, they're not going to, like, you know, go outside the box anymore.
Aaron Carter's alive, by the way.
Where's that guy? You probably think that you are better now.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
That's out of my, out of my head.
Post Malone.
Post Malone, okay.
Maybe, is he
better,
safe?
Better now? With the tattoos, I'd say.
Can we get Metallica to play?
Ooh. Haven't they done that a lot, though?
Metallica's never done the Super Bowl.
Really?
Never.
Shit, did not know that. That's
AC/DC.
Surprising. That's surprising. I did not know that. How about Gary Sheffield? You want Gary Sheffield to sing the national anthem? He's from Tampa.
How about Rage Against the Machine?
Ooh, that's a good one. I love that.
Ooh, no, they can't do it. He's too,
yeah, they
Zach
can't.
De La Rocha is going to, yeah, like, you know, now testify.
But, like, it would have been awesome.
Someone
if they'd
done that. The boom, boom, you know, like, you can't, we know.
Oh, God, I would have loved that, though.
Nope, can't do it.
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe Weezer.
Ew.
Are they big enough? I know they're big enough, but are they, like.
I hope not.
Oh, ew. Jesus, come where on. Did we go?
Come on, that sucks. Weezer?
I'm just thinking, what are we going to get, Billie Eilish?
I mean, that's probably where we're trending.
You know
honestly.
Who I would do?
Well, be very careful what your next words would do or what you would have as in the
know who I
show.
Would have?
There we go.
Or they should consider?
Who?
Lizzo.
Hell no.
But would they be afraid?
Ew. Like,
my man, big dude, I gotta be great.
Do you know how many? Listen, first off, I'm not a fan of Lizzo, and that's okay.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of Lizzo.
Oh, not at all. Not even a little bit of. I don't like her at all because I think she promotes terrible things for young women.
I haven't watched.
And she goes to the basketball game is completely naked. And it's disgusting.
No. She cuts.
Fuck
she
that.
Cuts holes in her butt.
Disgusting.
She cuts
straight up.
But what
disgusting.
Happens if okay. J-Lo is
Nonetheless, moving on.
Anyways,
nonetheless,
yes, sorry.
Nonetheless,
no, I'm
do you know how many bad jokes there would be about that halftime performance? You want to talk about
I mean, the Lady Gaga, you want to talk about
disaster waiting to happen?
Listen,
Lizzo,
I like disaster
waiting to happen, bro.
I like Lady Gaga, but when the Pats were losing 28-3 or whatever it was, and
oh,
she
watching
like,
a fucking killer. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You're jumping. I was like, get her off the stage. Get her off the stage. I was so mad. Dude, I was furious. I was so mad. I had to watch Lady Gaga jump off shit, and everyone's like, oh my God, this is so amazing. While the Patriots are just getting demolished. I was so mad. I'm pretty sure I went to my room and like didn't watch the halftime show. I was so mad. Oh, no. God, those are bad memories.
All
that
right.
First half was a bad
I'm betting the national anthem. I'm betting the coin toss. I don't know what I'm betting yet.
We just,
if it was me right now, I'd bet heads. But I you never know.
maybe Sunday he'll feel like tails.
Saturday show might go tails, and then who knows?
Oh, my God.
And then I'm being serious. I bet the I'll bet that there'll be a safety in the game. Do you have those odds?
I can get them.
So, because, dude, when Brady on, like, was it the first play of the game? I don't even remember. Against the Giants years back. Dude, I had plus, like, 600.
Safety scored or goes to OT plus 457.
Okay. So I have a running bet with Hardy to 7 years in a row now. We've exchanged. He hit 1 year for 600 if it went in the year the Pats won in overtime.
Yep.
So I do. So just so everyone knows. Because we gave out game props, but I do the over in the national anthem, the coin toss. I don't have an answer yet. I'm going to bet a safety, and I'm going to bet overtime, which I think is the same bet now.
Safe bet is overtime?
Well, didn't you say the same odds?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. That's all I got. I ran out of steam.
Okay. Yeah, you're good. You're good. Why don't we get to the questions and then get out of here quickly? I don't even think we need to do another segment. We can just take it to the window.
I was born this way, not a blood out of day. I'm going to jump out. Patriots losing, born this way.
All right, we got.
And Dan flipped out.
We got. Yeah, fucking Jesus. We got six questions. We got one more since okay. All right, question for the next podcast from our buddy Soundwave. I've been able to build a pretty decent bankroll, largely in thanks to what I've learned from the past year from Over Under 985. You're welcome, Soundwave. Even though I don't have to deposit into my account, should you take the every opportunity to maximize the deposit offers when they come around? No. The only time I ever would take a deposit offer, if it's like a one-time rollover or two-time rollover, and those are very, very few and far between, I would never take a rollover otherwise, personally. However, if you like free money and you're willing to continuously bet it over and over, sure, why not?
Use promo code SPORTSHUB to get a $500 deposit bonus.
Into DraftKings.
Boom.
There's a rollover.
Yep.
Be careful about that. So if you want the rollover, you know, whatever. All right, question from our buddy Bill. Do you put more stock into overall against the spread record or home away against the spread record when it comes to college basketball?
Ooh. To me, it's spot. I read this at this point.
Home away should matter much more to you than overall.
Dude, did somebody tweet? We got a listener. We get some like loyal guys. Ugh, so many mentions, dude. I don't know where to go. But there is a guy out there. I think his name is Bill.
Probably the same guy.
I wonder if it is. Yeah, maybe.
Was he the one who tweeted you the Big Ten stuff
today?
Same guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Bill's a good dude.
If that's you, Bill.
Shout out to you, Bill.
You are doing a very good job. And you know what it was? Last year, that's all I focused on. So I wonder if someone saw it as a money pit. But it is.
Yeah.
What is it about the big? Like, dude, I can't figure out SEC basketball.
So Big Ten.
That's one thing I can't do.
Big Ten home teams have regressed against the spread, but they're continuously winning straight up at a ridiculous rate. It's ridiculous, dude. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And like, dude, Big 12 basketball? No way.
No.
Oklahoma State, like.
Oklahoma State, Kansas State, those teams. I mean, Kansas State won the other night on a big game, which I had them. But like, it's been tough. It's certainly been tough this year. There's no question.
And, you know, those other conferences like the Gonzagas and the St. Mary's and like those, I mean, they sometimes cover, but it's like they'll win. And I always cover.
Gonzaga's been really good at cover machine this year. I don't like them tonight, actually. All right, we're going to go move on to the next question. This is a question we get a lot, so, you know, whatever. Stay with us, Joe. Big fan, what are your favorite spots to bet in college basketball? You say you're a spot better. So,
well, we just mentioned Harvard. Friday night on the road at Penn, 1.5. They play the next day, I believe, on the road at Princeton. Princeton's their rival. more than Penn, right?
Yes.
So, like, maybe they're looking ahead on a road game or back-to-back so they could lose to a team that's at home in a packed building.
Yeah.
Like, that's a spot.
The way here's the way I look at spots. I look for I look for a certain total, or I look for a certain scheduling phenomenon. Maybe a team hasn't been, maybe a team hasn't played on the road yet. Maybe they've played X amount of games in X amount of days. Maybe they haven't played in X amount of games in X amount of days. Whatever. You need to find your own spots. I'm not going to help you with that. I'm just not. That's, there are some things we get to keep to ourselves. This is one thing that I'm private about. Sorry. You can figure that out, but you need to find spots. Maybe if a total is X and the spread is Y, you know, home teams winning this amount or favorites winning this amount, yada, yada, yada. You can use Query for that. There's lots of different things that you can use. So that's a good way to do it. Okay. Question from our buddy Jay Buckley. Yo, guys, you seem to be transitioning to college basketball. After watching a few UNC games, what are your thoughts on them making a run in the tourney once Cole Anthony comes
back? They're going to get hot.
They're not making the tourney.
No, but last week, though, 5.5, I wanted it all day. They dish. But Miami, dude, I don't know what's going on with them.
They're just not a good, they're
Duke,
just not a good
no,
team.
No, Duke destroyed them.
They're not a good team.
And I wanted UNC so bad, but because they've been playing
bad. And I can vouch for that because we did talk about that, and he was like, UNC. UNC
it was 5.5. I think it was 6 before tip. They destroyed them.
Yeah, they were.
But they needed that. They needed that.
And then they won a good game at NC State. But I just think their record is so bad at this point. Unless they win their conference tournament, they're not beating Duke, in my opinion, even with the Cole Anthony. I don't think they're making the tournament. Honestly, I just don't.
Unless they like win out or something.
They would have to be crazy, dude. I don't think they. I really don't think they have a prayer right now. All right. Question from our buddy G. Feeney. Question of the pod. On the Saturday show, you guys love Florida minus 2 versus Baylor. Sounded like an official play. However, it was never posted to your Twitter action app.
I'll tell you.
It was posted.
Oh, no. I'll be completely honest with you. I talked about it all on that podcast. We ended up going out to dinner, Dan. Yes. I actually never had a chance to bet the game, but I think I believe we put it against our records.
We did. I'm literally looking at it right here.
No, but literally, like, I because I remember, like, I think I went, like, 1-3 on Saturday and it hit the UFC fight and something else. And I still won money. I don't know how.
And you know what? I actually don't think you gave it out as a play.
No, I said it was a wake-up call is what I said.
Yeah, so, okay. So,
But I believe we did give that pick out. Like, so I mean, at least I did.
Okay, how about this? We'll go back and listen to it. I have no idea. It's in our record right now. So I'm seeing it in our record. Anyways. Regardless, I will go back and I'll take a listen to last week's show. Going forward, G. Feeney, we're going to use the PP bell. So we're going to talk about a bunch of different plays just like we do in the podcast. But going forward, we'll use the PP bell, and the PP bell will be, you know, the show play.
It's
bell.
On tape, dude. If you think we're like just call us out.
No, but no, I want to be fair about it. So yeah, I'll go back and listen.
I will be honest. We do a wake up call. That's teams that could be on notice.
Yeah,
that was what I opened with.
Yeah, but those are not plays. Those are just. Spots
I said I
we're
like
talking
them.
About. Yeah, like
I mean,
them.
I,
right.
But I like
the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I'm not giving them out as a PP.
I wanted to bet, what's it called, against Kentucky last week, Texas Tech. I didn't
yes.
get I Life takes over, damn it. I can't bet.
Yep. So, all right. Question from our buddy Aiden. Wondering if you had a reliable site or know of a place for look-ahead lines. So look-ahead lines are preseason in the NFL. You can find them by Googling.
Covers, I think, this year had that. Remember, I was going
yep,
over
there's,
the yeah,
there's
Covers.
There's a bunch of different sites. Westgate has them. Covers has them. Five Dimes will
Covers
have them.
Will say the opening line they actually opened
yep,
at
yep.
way back when.
Yep,
whatever.
Covers will have the look-ahead line.
I think that was
line.
What we did during college football.
Correct. And we always yeah. said, yeah, you were like, is that what the hell is the line? Yeah, that was the look-ahead line. There are, like, no, like, look-ahead lines for college basketball. Like, if that's what you're looking for, Aiden, that stuff just doesn't exist, which kind of sucks, because it would be awesome to have. But it's so hard when they're playing, like, you know, five games a week compared to playing one game every week. So that's kind of the issue there. Anyways, that's it. That's what we got, Joe.
All right, real quick, I just wanted to go over, will Ricky Martin make an appearance in Miami? Upside inside out, she's living la vida loca. And then I've been looking back then, Maroon 5, right?
Yep.
And then it was Justin Timberlake, Then it was Lady Gaga. And then it was Coldplay and Beyonce and all them and whatever. And then it was Katy Perry. Remember that? And then it was Bruno Mars. And then it was Beyonce. And then it was Madonna. And then it was the Black Eyed Peas. They suck. The Who? Bruce Springsteen. Tom Petty. That was good.
That was good. I like that one.
That was Running Down a Dream, right? And the Pats lost. Ooh, Rolling Stones. Paul McCartney. Jessica Simpson. Are you kidding me? With Kid Rock.
Huh.
Shania.
Joe Murray. I think we need to file a copyright claim. I have something to tell you off the air.
We have to?
Yes. Something to tell you off the air. All right.
It's not like, you know, Bankroll Boys.
Someone is stealing our stuff.
Hey, boys.
Someone is stealing our stuff.
Really?
Oh, really, really. We'll be talking about it off the air.
Because I've been told,
yes,
that there are company t-shirts coming out.
Nope. Someone is stealing our stuff. I'll talk to you about it later.
Is this a tease?
This is our audience? This is not a tease for audience. No.
What are we doing?
This is not a tease for audience. This is serious. So, no. Audience, good show. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Jeez. Enough. Thank you for listening to the podcast again.
Gloria Estefan. Yeah, let's get her back.
God,
the Miami Sound Machine.
Enough. Jesus
Christ. Let's get it.
Where's your fucking guitar? You and the guitar we can do national. Oh, Boys to Men, I'm down for that. You, me, and the guitar, national anthem next year. We can decide how long we want to go and bet it.
Okay.
Tell me you're in on that.
The acts for the Super Bowl have sucked.
Agreed.
No, we need like big names.
This is a big name this year.
No.
J-Lo and Shakira are
big names, but are they like top performers?
Shakira is.
Lady Gaga was good. I'll give you Lady Gaga.
I didn't see
Madonna. Madonna was past her time. But what I'm saying is, like, Lady Gaga was a huge name. Bruno Mars.
Didn't Beyonce do it a couple years ago?
Beyonce is like, yes. Like I already said I think Beyonce should do it.
Didn't Katy Perry do it?
Yeah, but like. Yeah.
I think Katy Perry. Dude, they have Left Shark.
What does she do now?
She puts her tits on Instagram.
Hey! All righty, everybody!
Do I need to edit that out?
Saturday! 7 a.m. Dan Lipschitz.
I'm sorry.
This is another edition of Over Under 985.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.